know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Oh my gosh, you guys, I have such a podcast for you today. I am out here at Lake Pleasant. I'm recording. I'm actually earthing out by the lake, so we might get a little wind or background noise, but I just can't make myself go back to the rig. I brought the RV out here to Lake Pleasant for a few days just to have a little adventure and really just heal. And part of me thought I was just going to get out here and heal up right away because the desert loves me so much. And that was the whole thing. And this episode is going to be about surrender and about healing and about, oh my gosh, just everything from the bottom of my soul. You guys, I want to weep right now telling you. So this is just going to be an open heart to hang in here if you can. And just share with you, if you're new here, my name is Addie Beal and I've lost over 100 pounds, left corporate America, started my own biz, and have been traveling around the country just exploring and figuring out me and investing in me for like the first time in a really long time, putting myself first and teaching others how to do that. So on this journey, I found that there are so many ups and downs to navigate, if you will. Like, you know, I think, oh my gosh, I'm totally awakened. This feels great. I've got rainbows shooting out my hoo-ha. Life is never going to, like, it just, this is amazing. Butterflies are flocking to me. And then life will bring me something else. And that is, I know, growth. But when you're in it, when you're in that something else, when you're in that challenging moment, when you're in those, I can only tell you I'm going to equate it to my 2017 ball of misery. So again, if you're new, my 2017 ball of misery was a culmination of my weight, right? Like I was over 300 pounds. I had spent this whole weekend just eating myself into oblivion. I was just friggin' miserable. And in that moment, I had this complete breakdown and saw myself as like my father that I had become. Oh my gosh, I was just like how I was trying to avoid being my whole life. He died basically from obesity, being bedridden. He was so heavy. And I just spent my whole life seeking to not be that. And here I saw myself doing the same thing. And it was a whole cracked open this whole wellness of understanding and forgiveness. And my heart just cracked open. And I heard this voice that said, get up, Addie. And I got up and I started seeking. And that was a moment of surrender. I'm looking back now because part of what I'm going to equate to today is going to be, we're going to call this the 2023 eczema ball of misery. And before I get started here, I want to also give a little religious disclaimer in case also you're new here. I've had quite a journey embracing the word God again and having just this aversion to organized religion and all the rules and the structure and kind of the patriarchy of so much of it. And listen, if you're religious, you love your church, all of that, I am not here to judge it. I'm just sharing my experience with sharing about this word, because I've had this when I first started to hear my soul and my spirit, like would come through my writing when I would get in flow. And at one point back at the beginning of my journey, it told me I was a spiritual leader. And I was like, what the, I was like, hell no, I'm not. I remember I scratched out my pages, you guys, like really hard with my pen. I was like, no, I am not this. Like, what does this mean? What is that even? I'm like, that is not what I am. And I just didn't want to be like, I don't know, like my mom and my grandma, which is crazy because I love them so much, but I didn't want to, they were always seemed to be studying and it didn't look fun. And it wasn't, you know, and then once I touched the energy, so we're going to call God, whatever you want to call it in this episode, universe, life force, magic, that something else out there, that higher power, that whatever, right? And like, we know that science shows us now we're made up of energy. This whole quantum field, we're starting to understand more and where we can create from. So whatever you want to call this divine self of ours, right? So, okay, I know this is a lot. I don't know how to share it all with you guys. Oh my goodness. So this year I have been battling eczema and I just said, I'm going to heal myself, right? And I've been doing a lot of Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, like trying to heal from the energy field, right? Again, the word trying. I also was like really looking into my health and my gut health and like just throwing everything at this goal of healing my eczema without like using steroids or, you know, cortisone creams, all those things they give you because there's no healing for it. So if you've been following me on Facebook, you've been seeing my skin and my face. So I came out here to the lake and really, I had all these things to detox, but I went to even eat my detox food and I felt myself reacting and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to eat that. So basically I've been eating mangoes and some parsnips and rutabagas and like, I've just been surviving on these things, but also overeating them. And I was supposed to do all this work for my marketing person I'm working with. I've had these deadlines and I've been working on procrastination because why can't I just get myself to work? And it's like, I've just been consumed by my body and yet trying to get beyond my body and meditating. And why can't I just do this? And I was talking to one of my sisters yesterday and I'm like, you know, I just haven't been as connected in meditation. I don't know what is going on. I'm like, I know I'll crack open and get on the other side, but I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. And so yesterday, so I've been here like 3 or 4 days and I'm like, I think my skin's feeling better. It's not feeling better. I don't know. And then I wake up and it looked just as red, just as like flaky, all of the things. And so I was like getting frustrated, right? I'm like, what, dear God, what can I do, right? So yesterday I just listened to books, watched movies all day and not intentionally, right? I thought, oh, I need to be doing these things, but I didn't do a plan. I came out here to the lake and I grounded a little bit, but I started to get heated. So I went and I showered and I know it's a lot of information, but I'm getting there. I promise you. And then, so I just listened to my book and I grounded and I cooked and I laid in the dirt outside. And then I go inside when I feel like I was getting irritated. And finally, it was about 8 or 9 last night, and I was watching the sunset out the window of the RV. I was like, here I am. I'm in this beautiful place, and I'm in my RV, just holed up in it for 3 days, just binging Netflix, watching movies, not even making time of it. And the voice said, well, stop judging yourself. What are you judging yourself for? And I was like, dear God, I just friggin' help me. I'm done. Just help me. I don't know what else to do. Just please help me. And it was like, and that was it. It was like this moment of just, I start weeping. I was like, it was like the 2017 ball of misery. Like, I just don't know what I'm lost. I don't know what to do. Help me. Right? You guys. And so, and that was it. And I just wept a little bit. And I finished watching my show and I didn't even do an evening meditation. I was just like, I'm done. I can't do all the things. Help me. And so I woke up this morning and touched my face like I always do. And it always feels smooth in the morning. And I went and I looked in the mirror and it's clear. You guys, and then part of me starts to doubt it, right? Like, oh, we're going to get going and it's going to get red again and all of this stuff. But now I know this frequency. So when we talk about dialing into a frequency in the quantum realm, where if you want to have a healing or like, see, and again, there's that doing in it, right? So I've been trying to do this for so long, and what it took was me getting out of the way, of course, me being on my friggin' knees and saying, Help me. I this is beyond me. Help me. Show me. Guide me. And this is exactly that feeling in 2017 of despair and just handing it over and being done. That is surrender, right? Like, it just hit me so clearly this morning. And even as I'm meditating, I just wept the whole time in this frequency of joy, of thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, after 6 months of scratching and weeping and bleeding and flaking, and to wake up. And you know, they say the universe will just surprise you. It'll be so magnificent that you will just know, you know. And it could have been like, oh, I'm doing all these things, and it could have been gradually healing. And but you guys, it was just so I took pictures. I've been taking pictures every day, and I'll post them later. I am just like so beyond myself right now. And then I see the fear thoughts come in. Oh, you're going to go back to Lexi's. What if it starts to flame up again? And I'm like, this is the whole point, Addie, of you experiencing this, is because now I know this frequency of, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. How marvelous it feels to be healthy. This feeling of gratitude and joy that is beyond gratitude. I've been practicing doing the magic. Gratitude I can feel in my heart, in my head. This is a weeping, cracked open, thank you, God, so much for taking care of me. And it was like, I realized that, you know, they say prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening. And I realized I've been doing a lot of listening and trying to hear the way, trying, right? Again, with the doing, trying to have the experience, trying to, you know, have a mystical experience or reach the quantum realm or have this ultimate healing instead of just giving myself over. And my word of the year has been either surrender or allow. Like, I know that this has been a barrier for me to just get out of the way. Like, I always feel like I have to do everything myself. You guys identify with this, right? Like, I've got to figure out how to do it. It was the same with the weight loss, right? I went seeking all the diets, and my solution was in the meditation, right? That's when I found meditation. And this is another level of me being shown how to surrender. And I had to have something like this, this suffering, which is what it was, right? The suffering of my skin, of the discomfort of being in my body, but knowing how to get beyond my body. And I was spending a lot of time beyond my body in meditation, and because I've been practicing this for years. And yet being shown the ultimate surrender was just in letting it go. Oh my gosh, you guys. I don't even know if this is going to make sense, but this is why I didn't record the podcast yesterday, and I'm a little late today, and I'm going to keep this short, but I made some notes. I want to make sure I hit everything I wanted to share with you. I think that's it. I mean, I'm just trying to do my best to share as much of this journey as I go and as I uncover what I'm uncovering, because it's just amazing to me. And I know now, I know when I'm given hardships or when obstacles are thrown in my way, but I can't tell you how many times I'm just going to give up. Like, maybe I'm not meant to do this. Like, you know, and it, that's not the surrender, the giving up, right? It's like, I know I'm not really going to do that. I mean, I can't imagine going back to, like, when I say I'm going to go back to work or something like that, right? Like, it just felt like everything was falling apart. My body, my business, my health, and I just couldn't get myself up. And you guys, I can't tell you how I feel like I'm rebirthed today. And I haven't even done my AM stack yet. All right, witches and bitches, that's all I can do for this week. I am just an emotional, just full of gratitude. I am going back to Lexi's for the weekend. And so I am really going to practice this vibration and I don't even know if I should do that, right? Like, how do I just keep getting out of the way? See, there I go in the hows again, you guys. It's always the hows that will get us stuck in the place instead of just the being, like allowing myself to just be yesterday and without judgment. I could see myself not really judging myself, but also just because I was avoiding feeling miserable. Right? How many of you guys binge Netflix or overeat or do whatever we do because we're avoiding feeling miserable? And then when I just allowed myself to be like, oh my God, please help me. And it was like, just, oh, you guys, just it's overwhelming. I can't even tell you how, and it was so, it's so night and day that it's like it couldn't possibly be anything else. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just because I'm in the desert and in the lake and I haven't really changed anything else I've done, because all of the new shit I went to buy to like put in my body, I was reacting to. It was like, no, no, no. It wanted to show me its divine love. And it's in that surrender. And it's in the like not trying, right? Like just saying, I give myself over. I'm yours. It's like, I will forever serve. Just show me how and what I'm to do. And that's what I'm here on this planet to do, is to just share with you and hopefully inspire you on your journey too, and help along the way. And it's my purpose. So here I am with my voice sharing that from me to you. I love you. Thank you so much for listening and being on this journey with me. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I hope you guys aren't crying too in the middle of your desk. Like everyone's weeping out there. I love you so much, witches and bitches. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My heart is full of gratitude for every single one of you, for the universe, for the world. And until next week, witches and bitches, slay her out.